Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Producer Nick in studio for another solo show. Emily out sick. Jason out vacation. And I got nothing else to do, so I'm here with you. But that'll be fun, right? Yeah, sure. Fine. Don't worry. I got plenty of clips with Jason and Emily, so you guys don't have to deal with me the entire time. And we're going to start off with some music news. I am the music expert. That's what people say. Yeah, of course. Smashing Pumpkins went on, what's his face? James Corbin. Corden, that guy. We've been talking about these pumpkins. Anyway, they said that their next album is going to be a 33-song rock opera, which I'm okay with. I don't mind a little Smashing Pumpkins. I meant to have some ready for you guys. That's all right. I know what you're all thinking, that Green Day already did this. They crushed it with Boulevard of Broken Dreams, and so why are we letting Billy Corbin do it? And okay, fine. Billy Corgan can go do your own rock opera as well. I only bring it up because my knowledge of Smashing Pumpkins, other than, you know, liking the Today and the song about the bullets and the butterflies and some year in the 80s, is, of course, I know them from the Simpsons episode where Homer becomes a freak show and tours with Lollapalooza or whatever it was. Anyway, here's the clip. Just play the clip. That's what they want to hear.
Hey, Cannonball. I like your statement. When life takes a cheap shot at you, you stay on your ground. Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins.
Homer Simpson, smiling politely.
That's a really good joke. That's a very clever joke that I did not realize when I was a young youth watching that. So yeah, go for it, Smashing Pumpkins. I'm all about that. Will it make the awards, the Billboard Awards? Nailed that transition there, Nick. Good job. Let's see. The Billboard Music Awards were last night. Puff Daddy, Diddy, P. Diddy, something else was in there as well. With the Sean, that's right. That's what I'm looking for. He was the host of the Billboard Music Awards, which he promised coming out there saying that he hates the award shows because they're boring, and he vowed to do something different. Here's the clip of him getting warmed up.
Award shows are boring as boring. Okay? You know why they're boring? Because of the people at the award shows. Okay? And we're not having that in here tonight. No. We're gonna tap into your inner child, that 7-year-old. We're gonna tap into before you had all the glitz and glam. We're gonna pass out some Ciroc, some Deleon. We're gonna get lit in this.
He did not have a stroke. He was just censoring himself because that was broadcast, assumably somewhere on some network. So you're gonna go back to before we had the glitz and glam, and that's when we had the Ciroc and the. All right, whatever, P. Diddy, that's fine. I'll tell you why award shows are boring. Because the Billboard Music Awards, the top artist was Drake. So the same as all the other music award shows, Drake. Top new artist, Olivia Rodrigo. Top male artist, Drake. Of course, that makes sense. Top artist, top male artist. Top female artist, oh hey look, Olivia Rodrigo again. I don't even know what this award is for. Top Billboard 200 artist, Taylor Swift. Top Hot 100 artist, Olivia Rodrigo. Top streaming songs artist, Olivia Rodrigo. Top radio songs, Olivia Rodrigo. Top rock artist, Glass Animals. Hey, that's one of ours. Good for us. They beat out Imagine Dragons, Moneskin, 21 Pilots, and, of course, Machine Gun Kelly, who also performed one of his songs. Do you need to know which one? No, you don't. It's the one that goes, hey, sure. But he shouted out his quote-unquote wife and then dedicated the song to his unborn child, which everybody is going crazy about on the internets because they're like, oh my God, he's reproduced. There's a machine gun baby inside Megan Fox. So I don't know if he's for real. They do weird stuff, you know, like drink each other's blood. And he famously said, I am weed. So sure, have a baby, Machine Gun Kelly. Why not? Why not? Also, just the last thing. Top Christian artist, yay. So, Kanye. It's all working out for Kanye. You know, it was over the weekend when I confirmed my lack of COVID positive status. I said that weird. I tested negative. Good job. Avoiding Emily's COVID. But I was talking to the boss, and he was like, hey, I need you to come in Monday. I need you to be a hero. I need you to run the entire thing by yourself. No Jason, no Emily, just Nick. And I said, you know what, boss? You got it, man. I'm the man for the job. And then he said, also, do as little talking as possible and just play a bunch of clips of Jason and Emily and yourself. So that's what we're going to do right now. The boss is in a pickle. Speaking of pickles, Jason Dick is a pickleball guy. He loves it. He's addicted. Here's him talking about it.
Morning X. Rewind.
I'm a little sore today. Some of my muscles feel a little extra tautness on a Monday morning.
Point to these muscles.
These over here, and then some of these, and then back here, but only on this side.
Where's your little vibrating puncher thing?
Vibrating puncher thing.
Your massage gun.
Right. That's at home. They told me I'm not allowed to bring that to work after the incident. Now, am I sore today because I went to an adult's birthday party at a roller rink on Saturday night? Maybe. Tune in Wednesday. Has their adult birthday party at a roller rink, guy. Don't be that guy. But I think it might be because I finally did it, guys. I finally pickleballed.
You did it?
I am a pickleballer.
Wow.
Yeah. 2 years after I ordered... You know what?
Did you declare yourself a pickleball guy?
7 years after my friend Bo says, Jason, you got to come play pickleball. I got a bunch of guys I play pickleball with. They're huge fans of the show. They will absolutely lose their mind if you show up and play pickleball. And I was like, what? What is pickleball? I don't even know what that is. What is pickleball? What is pickleball to you, Nick?
It's fancy tennis.
Fancy tennis.
Yeah.
It's like smaller tennis,
I'm just thinking of the All England Club and Wimbledon and watching everybody wearing their all white, and it's like, how could I make this more
fine.
Fancy?
Trash tennis. I'll go the other way with it.
All right. I've heard people describe it as this, and I always thought that was dumb and basic, but now that I'm a pickleball guy, I'll tell you it's perfectly accurate. It is the exact intersection of tennis and ping pong.
Okay.
Yeah, so like small tennis.
It's played outdoors on a tennis court with a tennis net, but
tennis tong,
a plastic ball and a paddle. And when I first learned of it, I was like, oh, this is an old man game. All right. I ain't playing no old man game.
Yeah.
Now, since
it does
then,
make me think of, is it racquetball that you play indoors? In those,
yeah.
Like, did you have to wear
the goggles and a headband and like one of those like wrestling spandex suits? Like, that's what I think of when I think of pickleball.
My ambassador of pickleballness, Bernie, formerly of Bernie's Beer League, now he's obsessed with pickleball. He does wear the protective eyewear.
Well, good,
you
got
to,
him.
Man.
Yeah.
You got to.
Now, in the 7 years that have passed, I don't know if I have softened my stance on old people sports or if I've just become an old people.
Yeah.
It's the latter. 2 years ago, I was like, what's that, Bernie? You're obsessed with pickleball now? I'll try it. I ordered a pickleball set off of Amazon, and it just sat in the corner of my room for 2 years. Yeah. And I didn't touch it. And then my friend Bernie came back into my life, and I was like, hey, I'm going to text you. We're going to set up some pickleball. And I did it. I finally did it. I went on Saturday. I played pickleball for the first time. I'm hooked, guys. I am hooked.
Really? All right?
I could tell almost immediately. Like, I've never been addicted to any drugs that aren't alcohol, but I would assume it's like the first time that you do heroin or meth, and you're just like, oh my God, this is going to ruin my life.
Because but you're going to let
yes,
it.
There, I had only volleyed a few times. I was like, oh my God.
Volleyed, look at him.
You're
using the terms.
Expert terminology, like volley. But yeah. I am in, guys. All right. I'm considering, should I cut back at the radio station a little bit to focus on my pickleball game so that
can
I can
cut back more?
Go professional? I'm always like, how come I didn't think of that? Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
How come I didn't think of that?
Go back to this other thing about you and alcohol.
Yeah, right. Well, we defeated that one.
Okay.
Is pickleball the next? Should I start training now so when the PBL takes off, I'm at the top of the game?
God, you're already so annoying about this.
What am I annoying about?
You're already so annoying about this.
I'm glad that you said that, Emily, even though you're not allowed to talk about me being annoying, all right? You don't even start with me. I don't want to go... I don't want to go too far, okay?
You don't want to be the pickleball guy? Obsessed.
I already compared it to drug addiction. My guy, Bernie.
Yeah?
He's out there like 9 hours a day. He told me.
That's too much, man.
Like, wow. We played on Saturday.
Does he have a job?
First of all, No. He don't say it's so fast
you
and dismissive.
You both said it at the same time.
That's my Bernie. I can talk about his employment status.
Did I Craig Kilborn you?
That was not cool the way you said that, Nick.
Look, I'm envious of his lifestyle.
Bernie told me on Saturday. I mean, I met him at the pickleball court at 10 a.m. I played till 12:30 or so. Mm-hmm. I was like, that was a good pickleball morning session. Let's do it. He told me that Friday, he got out there at 1 and just stayed till dark.
Well, but
he's
just not
out there.
He's not just playing the entire time. Like, he's sitting there schmoozing. He's socializing.
Bernie is
he's taking some breaks.
That I am not. I am not. I'm just here to throw overhead slams in your face.
Also, whoever's running this pickleball, it's only a matter of time for Bernie takes over. Okay?
I'm going to tell you, it was my third game. No, second game. Second game where Bernie's setting teams up, and he's like, well, Jason, this is his first day playing, so why don't you go with that guy, and I'll go. And I was like, I don't know what. And after the game, several people were like, this is really your first time playing? I'm a natural, guys. I am a natural, okay? Listen, it makes sense, okay?
How?
What was the last sport that I was a natural at, Nick? You can do it. You can do it. I am the best.
Swimming.
Close.
Oh, pool water football quarterback.
I'm the best water football quarterback in the history of water football quarterbacks.
You could have gone pro if that was a professional thing.
Because of the buoyancy of the water, it equals the playing field with my fatness and lack of athletic ability. Same thing for pickleball, okay?
Pickleball?
That's why it's an old man sport, is because you can have a busted-ass, terrible, creaky body and still play it. Well, I can not only play it, but excel at it, okay? People wouldn't believe it was my first day, all right? Can you imagine how good I'm going to be in a couple weeks, guys?
Everyone has their passions, Jason.
Are you going to be good enough to join the Professional Pickleball Association?
Wait, is that already
the
thing?
PPA? The Pro Tour comes to Dallas in November. You can sign up for the Barrowed Wealth Management Texas Open.
Starting a rivalry.
Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Speaking of stupid sports like pickleball and Aqua League quarterbacks, it's a big weekend for Game 7s in the NBA and the National Hockey League. But coming up in Morning X Sports, I'm going to talk about raccoons. That's right. Raccoon sports. That's coming up next. Stick around. Time for Morning X News, headlines, whatever you call it, we're going to misinterpret it so you don't have to. Nailed it. Let's see here. Got a whole stack of fun celebrity-ish news things of that nature. Let's see. The internet is going gaga for the driver's license photo of one Kylie Jenner. She posted it to Instagram, and everybody's like, oh my God, that's the perfect driver's license picture. Which... are you really shocked? Are you really shocked that the person who has had a bunch of plastic surgery and other things to make her look like a fake person looks like a fake person on your thing? It's okay, cool, fine. I really only bring it out because just the comments on this are if you're not a Kardashian stan, they're so depressing. Samira's Zanato says, I'm really obsessed with this photo. It's Johnny Cyrus says, I wish my ID was this perfect. I mean, what are you guys doing? What are y'all doing? Throw in the trash. Anyway, next up in this new gives a crap news story, every iced coffee drink from Starbucks is ranked. The good people at UpRocks, when it's not important enough for the guys at Wallet Hub, UpRocks is there for you with all of your lists. This is not an ad, UpRocks. Could be, but I don't think you're calling after that one. Anyway, they took a look and asked a bunch of people about their favorite Starbucks drinks they consider 23 different items, blah, 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 everything. Number one, iced pistachio latte. So, okay, I don't know what pistachio tastes like. I'm not a coffee guy. Based on what little I know about pistachios, this tastes like green. That's what it tastes like to me. So, number two was the iced toasted vanilla oat milk. I can't even do it. I can't. No, stop that. Go get a coffee, two creams, sugar. That's it. That's it. Want to put a little froth in it? Make it in a little machine. Goes, draw some foam on there? Fine, whatever. But All right, here's stories that we can all care about, right? Yes, go, Nick, just do it. Elon Musk says his Twitter deal is on hold after they informed him that he violated an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, when doing some weird tweet about the sample size of their how they check their for bots. Let's see. Twitter legal just called to complain that I violated their NDA by revealing the bot check sample size is 100. Wow, what a secret there, Twitter, on this thing that nobody cares about and bother checking. The sample size is 100. Good. His $44 billion cash deal to take the company private was temporarily on hold, Musk tweeted as he awaited the data on the proportion of its fake accounts. Which is understandable because his whole, one of his campaign pitches for why he should do this is to, other than just, you know, I'm going to make it a toxic place for everybody to spill whatever nonsense they want, is that he's going to delete the bots, which everybody that uses Twitter would agree that is a bad thing, unless those are the ones that are propping up the 101X Morning X follower account. And then I say, hey, bots, follow us, check us out, tell your robot friends, you'll love it. But so that makes sense that he would want to make sure that, hey, this thing that I'm about to buy and its value is derived on its user base. If I get rid of the fake users, it's not just going to, you know, crumble and fall. Now, I guess he needed it to be around 5%. He tweeted during the early hours of Sunday that he has yet to see any analysis that shows that the social media company has fake accounts less than 5%. It's probably a good guess, Elon. Probably a good guess. And he later went on to say, there is some chance it might be over 90% of daily active users. So there it is. There's your, I got nothing that says, I got no knowledge, no science, no reasoning. I'm just going to say that 90% of Twitter are robots. Okay, sure, Elon. Now, since his deal is on hold, a hero has stepped up and said, one at Snoop Dogg tweeted, may have to buy Twitter now, which I got to tell you, I don't know if Snoop Dogg has the $45 billion or whatever it is that's necessary to buy this. I don't think he's got it, but he can get it. He just bought Death Row Records. You flip that, you do the whole paperclip, turn it into a house. Snoop Dogg, I believe in you. You can do it. He went on to reply on Twitter with some of his, quote, hashtag when Snoop buys Twitter suggestions. Gonna replace the board of directors with Jimmy from my corner Frish Fry. Tommy Chung, who I think he means Tommy Chong of, you know, yeah, that. And the guy with the ponytail on CNBC, which I don't want to question your man Jimmy at the Fresh Fry or Tommy Chong and how they can handle the internal dynamics of a tech supergiant. But I checked into it, and the guy with the ponytail on CNBC is Peter Najarian. He's part of the Najarian brothers, former football player. They do stocks and analysis and things of that nature, financial news. And yeah, my man's rocking just an awesome little, I don't know if that's called a soul patch, but it's just the beard part. That's all he's got, and a long ponytail. So sure, put that guy on the Twitter board, whatever you say, Snoop Dogg. He goes on to say, first line of business, free internet on airplanes. $29 for 1 hour is BS. Now, first of all, Snoop Dogg, you got $29 and, you know, you've got that in weed in your pocket, all right? And just crumbs. You're fine. But how is Twitter going to get free internet on air? That's not Twitter's response. You know what? It's fine. He also says everyone gets a blue check mark, which I support. I support that. Snoop Dogg, howl out. I know you guys have just been on the edge of your seats of like, what clip is Nick going to play after that just awesome tease that I just did? Well, I figured it out. Me too. I was wondering as well. It's the time where Jason finally stunk up his Tesla, you know, when he had his old FJ Cruiser. That's the car that he used to have. It was just riddled with just the stench of being marinated in softball juices and old Bud Light cans and everything. And it was gross and it was disgusting. And it took him a while, but he eventually did it to his Tesla. But good news, he found out the source of the stench, and I'm going to tell you what it was. That was the stench of karma. That's this.
Morning X Rewind.
I did it, guys. I finally did it. It took me 3.5 years, mm-hmm. but I stinked the Tesla.
Yay! Yeah.
Congratulations?
Softball juice?
No. First of all, I'd like to point out that formerly, we Tesla drivers had the reputation of just rich a-hole jackasses, but as Emily has made us realize, mm-hmm. you can have a Tesla and still be a panhandling beggar person like her friends who were just trying to enjoy a spa day when the tornado messed up their Tesla, and now they have to pay an insurance deductible. people, they started a GoFundMe, mm-hmm. all right? Because they have been through a traumatic thing, and they are not affluent Tesla people. They're just regular Tesla people, like your boy, all right?
You are not a regular Tesla.
Why am I not a regular Tesla person? No. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the amount of times you talk about it, that doesn't make you regular.
But you guys remember that fateful day in December 2018 when I first got the Tesla, and my mm-hmm. friend Deb said... But soon after that, she said, you don't deserve a Tesla. You're going to have that thing stinking like a locker room in a matter of weeks. And I'll have you know, it took 3.5 years. All right.
But you finally did it.
We got a stink situation.
It came true.
158 weeks is could uh-huh. be considered a matter of weeks.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I guess it was... Was it 2 weeks ago? I don't know. I came home. You know what? I think it was I came home from Florida. All right?
Oh,
so you haven't been around it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Tesla had been locked up for 3 days, and I got in, and I'm just like, is that me? Did I bring Florida stink back here?
I like how when you smell something bad, your first instinct is that me?
Is that me? Not blaming it on anything else. Just yourself.
Yeah, and so I had some kind of stink going on in the car. I didn't know what it was. Nick trailed me out to the car a couple of weeks ago because I was like, there's a Tesla stink, and he came in and he... Everywhere. He's like, I can't smell nothing. It was weird because it would sort of dissipate every day when I got in and moved around in there. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning, I'm like, it's back. What's going on here?
A stink settles?
I thought that I had just decided that a couple of weeks ago, I was opening a bottle of fizzy water. And it had apparently not been, too violent a movement on its way out to the car, and it just went everywhere. And so I was like, I sprayed some fizzy water all over my lap and maybe the seat.
Uh-huh.
Did it soak through, and now is mildew smell? What is that? Is that what I'm smelling? But I had just written off, okay, we did it. 3 years, 4 months, that's how long it takes for Jason to stink a Tesla.
This is just how it smells now.
Different problem. I have a... I thought I had a gas leak at the house. I still don't know what's going on, but my gas consumption is up 2.5x from what it was a year ago.
Wow. All right?
And in multiple different attempts to try and figure out, there's a variety of different gas men who've been to my house trying to diagnose the problem. They're all like, there ain't nothing going on here, man. You're just using more gas. I'm like, how is that possible? And because I don't understand systems, the life, anything that a man should know, HVAC, something, mm-hmm. I went to Home Depot and got a new air conditioner filter. And I'm like, is it possible I have a dirty
air conditioner
AC filter?
Uh-huh.
And that's costing me too much gas. And
I don't think it was 2.5 times it.
Anyway, I went and got an AC filter because I'm stupid. I got the wrong one. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of days ago, I was like, you know what? I got to return that AC filter to Home Depot because it's going to be too late soon. And I had the receipt sitting in the little console cubby of my Tesla this whole time. And I was like, I'm gonna do that here. Two nights ago, I was sitting in front of the Home Depot, and I had the AC filter in the passenger seat, and I went to pull out the receipt from the console cubby thing, and you know what I pulled out?
Cheeseburger.
A breakfast taco.
Like from the station?
Yes.
Oh, in the console?
Is today Taco Friday?
Yes, it is.
And we only have tacos every other week.
Yes, and it was not.
Ew.
It was not 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So I'm assuming that this was 4 weeks ago that I just had a bonus taco, and I was like, I'm going to take this and turn it into a home taco.
You know what? This is karma. On your ass.
What is it? Because
I've criticized you before about you're taking too many tacos more than your share.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, this is
you
fine.
Might be right
this
because I definitely never missed it. I took a look taco home and I never got the desire to eat it or
one
never.
One starving person.
I can't believe
what
that
kind of taco?
I
eaten that.
I can't believe. I don't know. I did not. I tried to pull this receipt out and I was like, why is the receipt so heavy? And then just like aluminum foil slides out. I'm like, ooh. And I pushed it back in. I was like, oh no.
You left it?
Is it still in there?
Don't disturb it. Don't disturb it.
If you shake it around anymore, it gets angrier and angrier.
This is the tacos Tesla now.
No, I don't know what it was. I would say usually I'm going to be it's going to be brisket and egg or chorizo and egg.
Oh, chorizo sounds like that would stink.
I'm not
just
sure.
The egg. But yeah. The old egg.
I never used that cubby either. Like that, I'm lucky that I had put the receipt there, or else it would be years before I would have realized.
Well, also, just that you would summon up the willpower to do this minor errand. Yeah. Like, you could have put that off forever.
You're right.
So you threw it away, right?
I waited until first of all, I looked at the receipt, and how long do you think you have to return an air filter? Because I was like, it's getting up on a month right now.
30 days?
Home Depot seems like 90 days.
It's been 75 days. I was like, God damn it, did I think that this was acceptable? So I didn't even try.
No, you can return whatever you want.
I'm going to take it back. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to be like, here, you can have this. It does not fit my AC. It's never going to fit my AC. I'm not going to do it.
Speaking of here, you can have it. Put it on Facebook Marketplace. Just who needs an AC
filter?
Yeah.
No, but speaking of, you should take that taco and put it out there today and just see if somebody...
No, I waited until I got home, and then I, like, opened the door and, like, cleared a path so that I could take it and quickly run it to the trash because I was like, this thing's going to be so gross. Oh, my God. It's like when I dump out the end of an unfinished thing of milk. Yeah. I hold my breath for, like, the next day because I'm like, I don't want to smell whatever that is. And the same for this taco.
Look, normally I would say this is a terrible thing. You're a horrible person. You could have left that in the parking lot. Like, you could have just dropped that out of your car. I'm saying that's a time when it's okay
taco.
To litter. Is when it's a gross month-old taco.
I don't know. Then I was like, what's going to happen now? Do I got to get like the hazmat team in here, get one of those murder scene cleanup things to unstink,
I have a friend that does that.
Unstink the Tesla? One day later, I got in. I was like, just smells like the freshness of Jason Dick in here. All right? No more taco stink. So we did it, guys. We are back to unstink. I unsoiled the Tesla. Boom.
Elon, if you want an endorsement, get your guy, Jason Dick. Tesla's dissolved taco smells after one day.
So I left a breakfast taco in my car for 4 weeks.
Jeez, that's so
Answer
gross.
The age-old question. Am I trash?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Have you ever left food stuff in your car for a long time?
Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Hey, it's Nick here on the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. And, you know, a fun segment that we like to do here is called Don't Nick That News, where Jason will read you a fun, uplifting story. In this case, one about a kid that wrote a letter to the tooth fairy. And then I come in with my Nick energy and just crap all over it. And I know what you're thinking. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that obvious way to crap on a tooth fairy story. I'm going to expose her sort of, you know, honestly, I don't remember. But somehow it ends up with me declaring that I could digest a tooth. So enjoy that.
Morning X. Rewind.
It's a terrible world we live in, and that's why every day around this time we try to reverse that with some feel-good, happy news, all right? Just positive, uplifting news. But then Nick comes around and ruins it in a segment we call Don't Nick My News.
And now for some good news.
Tell me something good.
This is stupid. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
I think we know the rules of Tooth Fairy, all right? You, one of your teeth falls out. Because you smoke too much meth, you put it under, or the natural causes.
Put it
under your pillow, and then the tooth fairy comes along and leaves you a 1 lira coin. Sorry, this is a British story. Pound?
Yes.
I don't know. That's what happened to this unidentified 8-year-old boy who accidentally swallowed his baby tooth while eating pizza.
This is going to make me gross.
His mom posted a picture of the letter that the kid wrote to the Tooth Fairy in a Facebook group, where one of the people in the group said, I only do it because I like to give my partner pleasure. No, wait, that's not what they said.
What?
I was calling back to Emily posting in a group about giving more.
Okay.
Pass. No good. No. Let's see here. A kid wrote a letter to the Tooth Fairy, the Facebook group. My son swallowed his wobbly tooth while eating pizza, says the mom. He didn't realize until he finished his lunch. This is his letter to the Tooth Fairy, where he writes, Dear Tooth Fairy, I accidentally ate my tooth while I ate pizza. What should I do? If you don't believe me... Why would he not believe you? Why are you already calling into question your own honesty? If you don't believe me, check my mouth or use an x-ray. Are you still going to give me a 1 pound? How adorable. And then that's here's a sweet picture of the thing. Look at that. Look
I'm
at
glad you have that kid. Picture of this
little note. Does it have good handwriting?
No. Yeah, nailed no. it. It looks great.
Honestly, that's not too bad. Nick, he's, compare your handwriting to that. Yeah, it's not too terrible.
He's 8 years old and he's having to write with a tooth missing, okay?
What does that affect the legibility of it?
That was his writing tooth.
First of all, I don't know who to be mad at in this. Is it this little entitled a-hole kid? He's like, you know what? You snooze, you lose. Possession is 9/10 of the law. I don't know what. If you swallow your tooth, sorry, man. Better luck next time. All right.
Just live with the consequences.
Okay.
That doesn't seem
maybe
right.
Maybe slow down and chew your food properly. Don't just sit there and go nom 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 all this pizza down. Okay, little man. Learned a valuable lesson.
Uh huh.
This is how you get money from the tooth fairy and avoid indigestion. Carefully, with a knife and a fork, eat your pizza.
A knife and a fork.
Also, like this note that he has, which I'm sure people can Google if they want to. I don't know if we put it on Twitter. He writes, "What should I do?" Scribbles it out and then decides if you're going to write a formal letter to the tooth fairy. First of all, use some stationery, but don't just scribble out your mistakes. Second draft this, my man.
He should have rewritten it.
Yes. Also,
dictated it to his secretary. That's probably
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Dictated but not read.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just the mom. If your kid isn't this much stressed, just give him $1, okay? Be like, hey,
I don't want
if the tooth fairy lets you down, I got your back. Like, why are you letting your kid go through this emotional trauma over his teeth?
Ruin the whole thing for you, but the mom is going to give him the. That's how the tooth fairy works.
Mm-hmm.
See, I relate to the story because I had something similar. I did swallow my tooth, but I was on the playground at Burger King and I hit my head.
Were you eating your breadsticks too fast?
No, I hit my head on the playground at Burger King and my tooth popped out. And then me and my mom had to search through I had my mom help me search through the Burger King Playland thing to try to find my tooth, and it was gone. So, Burger King over on Dickinson, it's not there anymore.
There's a free tooth in there?
There's some free tooth. You can find my children's tooth somewhere on that playset.
Your child tooth. Not your children's tooth.
No, the tooth of me is a child. Childhood. And the tooth fairy still gave me money.
Look at that. I don't want to assist in the nicking, but speaking of digging through things to find the tooth, I mean, it's not just going to be in you forever.
Oh,
it's retrievable.
Ew.
Is it?
Ah, nasty. Yeah.
You think you swallow a tooth? It just moves into you. It says, hey.
Well, no, your stomach acid dissolves it.
What's up, ribs? Can I hang out over here? Your stomach acid dissolves it.
You
poop out a tooth.
This is a Googleable baby
tooth.
Question.
You poop a tooth.
Well, baby tooth.
Poop a tooth.
Your stomach can eat a baby tooth, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, an adult tooth, a full-grown tooth? I don't know. Maybe you pooped that out.
Yeah, so you
poop
a tooth.
Next time Bumbleita loses a tooth, experiment.
Oh, it does say, Google says, generally a tooth is digestible.
Yeah.
Boom.
Do you think you win? No.
Yes.
Says, if an object like a tooth can pass from the narrowest part of the digestive tract, it will most likely pass with no problems. So.
Boom.
Digested, okay?
What, digested means it dissolves in your stomach? That's what digestion is
for nutrients. Yes.
All right. Somebody bring a tooth up to the radio station and Nick's gonna swallow a tooth today and we'll see if it is his stomach can eat it.
Somebody
brings a tooth up here.
Put this down. My bucket list, what I'm going to prove right in 2022, that I can swallow a child's tooth and digest it. And I can
not
I will absorb it. I will break down the tooth using my stomach acids, no matter how many times it takes, okay?
Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Driveway.com. And let's see. Let's peruse some of the headlines here. Britney Spears had a miscarriage. Nope. Not going to step in that one. Shootings in Buffalo. Ooh, haven't formulated my takes yet. Should you be allowed to take pictures of Jesse Williams' penis on Broadway? I can't do that without being toxic. Let's just go right to the tried and true stuff here. The number one movie of the weekend was, again, Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange 2, something about the multiverse of madness. I saw it. I liked it. Maybe we'll have my mom on the phone here in a little bit doing her review of it, because apparently she's a Doctor Strange fan. I don't know. Whatever. Sure. Fine. Go for it. She likes magic stuff. It's okay. Let's see. But they made $61 million again over the weekend. That brings it up to nearly $70 million in global ticket sales. And I say, if you have that much, if you've sold that many tickets, that means that enough people have saw it that care about it that we can talk about spoilers. Right? Right? No? Okay, fine. Here, I want to talk about this story, and it's so you guys don't tune out. I'll just, whenever I'm saying something that's bad, I'll say this. Okay? So, for instance, when head explodes, oh my God, that was fantastic. Daniel Craig was the first choice to play. I know. If you have not seen this movie yet, real talk, you should go see it. Not because I think it's one of the best movies. It's fun. It's a nice little jam. But the cameo casting is so great. It's fantastic to see all these people. And you're like, oh, I wish that that person would do this and this person would do that. And they do it in this one. And it's great. Now I'm losing steam on this whole idea of just, you know what? Here, hit me with the... Okay, cool. I got it back. So apparently it was not their first choice for this, the person that actually plays this character. Jesus, this is a disaster, Dick. This is not a good idea. But Daniel Craig was all about it. He was going to do it, and then the actor was originally, this is according to Deadline reporter Justin Kroll. So that's a reputable source. There's way worse comic book news sources out there. Anything about Brie Larson, it's a lie. Don't fall for those guys. Anyway, back to the point. This Daniel Craig was originally set to play this mysterious role in Doctor Strange 2. But when there was an uptick in COVID cases, he backed out as he was living in London and didn't think the quick shoot was worth bringing back COVID to the fam. So fair enough, my friend, my guy. I think I would have enjoyed that. Again, it's another British person playing an American superhero, and no, we don't. Like I said, that's too much of a stretch for me all the time to watch all these Brits play these guys. But I mean, that was one of the best parts of the movie, is when showed up and you're like, oh my God, they did it. It's not really, you know, but it's kind of, so that's good enough. I'm excited for now, and maybe we'll show up in the future. Is anybody following along with this? No? Good? Okay, fine. Anyway, Daniel Craig could have been. On to some sad news-ish. Fred Ward has passed away. If you don't know who Fred Ward is, he's an actor. Okay, cool. Need more than that? Sure, fine. This says that he was in The Right Stuff, Henry in June, Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins, Shortcuts, Miami Blues, Escape from Alcatraz, blah, blah, blah. But here's the deal. Fred Ward played Earl on Tremors, and I tried to find, I was like, oh, surely there's some sort of classic Tremors quote I can pull for you guys. All I can find from my man Fred Ward is that he's constantly apologizing for his bad language skills.
Pardon my French.
Yeah, curses, says pardon my French. Now, this is sad for me. Tremors is one of the, you know, an iconic movie of my childhood, at least. It's one of the greatest. It's definitely the peak of the Tremors series. And I only bring this up because when I was looking for clips, if Tremors fans will know that they are technically the monsters, big giant worms in the desert. They go into the ground. They eat you. It's apparently they are graboids. And I was like, man, that's got to be some straight to DVD basic cable. We're doing Tremors in the Old West type nonsense. But apparently, it's right there in the actual first movie.
Graboid! That's it, Graboid!
Jesus, Walter. We're going to be sorry you don't give it a name.
I'm sorry you gave it a name, Walter. And you know what? To invoke a classic Jason Dick quote, I'm glad you're dead. Yeah, spoiler alert for that. Not going to bleep that one. Walter dies, and he deserves it. It comes with a stupid name, like Graboid. Boo.
Morning X Force.
All right, let's see if we can kill 3 minutes talking about basketball, shall we? Your Dallas Mavericks did it. Blew out the Phoenix Suns, number one seeded Phoenix Suns in this, at least the Western Conference. I bet. Miami, number one in the East. Probably Phoenix was the number one seed overall. Anyway, nobody cares, Nick. Just keep going on. Because they out of here. See ya, Devin Booker. See ya, Chris Paul. See ya, that other guy, JaVale McGee.
No, that can't be right. Anyway, Luka Doncic, Luka, my man Luka, just one name. That's all he goes by. Had an awesome game, drained his first three shots to give the Mavericks an early lead, and the Phoenix Suns were blown out, booed off the court to close the first half, and ended up losing 123-90. Like I said, the Phoenix Suns were the number one seed. And again, we talked earlier about, about how Jason had a taco karma. He stuck up his Tesla because he left a top breakfast taco in there that he pilfered from the radio station when he does not need that many tacos. I was proven correct. Don't relitigate it, Nick. Just get back to sports. Anyway, Chris Paul is a known, how do I put this delicately? You know what? It's morning next after dark. Chris Paul likes to punch people in the penis, all right? It's frequently in the playoffs, in the regular season, and lots of people will tell you, he hit him in the groin or come from behind injury. Nah, he's punching dudes. He's doing cup checks. Just a little doink. Just a little doink. In fact, you don't have any time. There it is. Here's the sound. That's what it sounds like when Chris Paul hits you in the penis. And so the fact that he was bounced and has just had a last four games has been terrible. He's not scoring enough points. And if there are any Phoenix Suns fans in the audience, I don't think that there are. I don't know why. But look, your team is really good. You've got one of the best players in Devin Booker coming up. But this is growing pains, okay? First, you come out of nowhere and you surprise everybody. That's what you did last year when you made the conference finals, the NBA finals. Was it the, no, I don't know who the Bucks beat. Let's say they beat the Suns. Okay, cool, good. And then you come in this year with high expectations, and everybody's like, one of the best teams in the league, and you get to the playoffs, and you get shook by a fat, overweight dude from wherever Luka is from. And that happens, okay? And so now you go back, and you know, hey, this is what it takes, and nobody cares about this, Nick. What are you doing? Just move on. Anyway, not sorry to see you go, Chris Paul. Get out of here. And that concludes our NBA coverage. Whew, mercifully, time is out. Here's Nirvana, and then afterwards, we'll play some more fun Jason Dick audio for you. That's next. Terrible tease. What are you doing? Nobody cares. Just play the song. It's Nirvana on 101X. All apologies. 101X, it's the Morning X, Jason Dick and friends, and we were talking sports, NBA action, and of course, that always will bring out the critics. Julio from SA tweets at 101X Morning X and says, wow, you don't know who was in the NBA Finals last year? I bet you can't name the coaches either, and you want to be 50% owner of a sports podcast. First of all, I don't. Because there's no value in that sports podcast. But look, first of all, I don't know who lost in the NBA Finals, okay? I know the Bucks won it, and I know they got bounced as well by the Celtics. And I would talk about that, but I can't root for the Celtics whatsoever. I cannot give them any satisfaction of saying, good job, Celtics. But so I don't know who the Bucks beat. I don't know who the coach of either team is, because it doesn't matter. It's the NBA. You know who the coaches are? Your best player, okay? Who coaches the Dallas Mavericks? Is it still that one guy? No, I think he's dead. But the point is that Luka coaches the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban coaches the Dallas Mavericks. So that's it, Julio. Thanks for contributing. And I'm going to enjoy it when we come and take your team, okay? That's my revenge on you, is every time I go see the Austin Spurs, I will laugh in your face. That's it. You know, fans of the show know that we like talking about fun news and Morning X headlines. I like taking uplifting news and just crapping all over it and don't nick that news. But did you know there's a third kind of news that I love that we never get to do? Because Jason says, Nick, nobody cares. This is too dark. This is too depressing. But it's what I like to call horrible yet hilarious news story. Now, there have been several examples of these over the years. I've forgotten most of them. The one that always comes to mind is there was a woman in, I believe it was China, who her husband was trying to teach her how to drive, and in a parking garage, she accidentally runs over him and then somehow, like, snaps her neck when she's just trying to poke her head out the window and see things. So just ended up, you know, just both of these people died of a comedic accident. Oh, yeah, their kid was in the car as well. So, you know, that's what I say. Like, it's admittedly horrible, but also, if you're dead inside like me, hilarious. And that's what I have here from our very own Austin, Texas. This is a KXAN report. A woman, Gail Hines, someone stole her balls. Yes, her balls.
I need those
there
balls.
There it is. But not just any balls, gazing balls. You gazy.
Ha! Yeah, I kill me.
joke for nobody. Not even Jason's here to get it. Gazing balls. You've all seen those. Those are those decorations you'll see out where they're like multicolored or they look stained glassy or type those type of things. You know, and the object, I guess, is supposed to, you're supposed to look in there and just see your lovely garden reflected or whatever. But in the case of Gail Hines, that's her husband's grandparents. They put... this story has a Garrett Hines out of nowhere. Gail's parents passed away during the COVID-19 pandemic. Was it of COVID or just old age? And, you know, anyway, don't go there, Nick. Keep this in the nice little lane of horrible yet hilarious. Anyway, they turned the parents' ashes into gazing balls. They put them inside there or something like that. And then, you know, just because the world is terrible, somebody came along and stole them. Said Gail, I look over at my gazing ball garden, and it just seemed to be a little light. Mom and Dad are gone.
I need those balls.
There it is. Apparently, gazing balls, you can buy them on Amazon for $25 to $60. Gail said that by the time you buy the balls, the sand, and the stands, they can actually be anywhere from $100 to $150. So I guess somebody found the value of these. Gail did not reach out to the police, because she didn't believe they would be able to do anything about the stolen ashes or decorations. You're probably right, Gail. But she is asking that if anybody sees these gazing balls around town...
I need those balls.
...that they reach out. So you can email Gail about her balls at southaustingazingballs@gmail.com. southaustingazingballs@gmail.com. If you see Gail's balls out there, let her know.
I need those balls.
I don't know. Get them parents back. All right, Nick. That was a good debut of this segment that we'll never do again. Why don't you cure Emily of her sickness? She is out. She's sick. Jason, out on a regularly scheduled vacation. He's in New York City. Should be back today. Might be back right now. I don't know. We don't talk whenever we're not here in studio. So he should be back tomorrow. Emily, to be determined. I'll still be here, whether it's with anybody else or by myself again. So tune in. It's going to be a good show, great show. You know, it's funny. A second ago, the fire alarms went off here at the radio station. Now, I'm pretty sure the fact that I am not smelling smoke, that it was just a test or false alarm or something. But I was like, Jesus, man, if I knew that this place had fire alarms that we could set off, I would have done it at 6 o'clock this morning. Set it off, put the thing on autopilot, and keep on looking. Speaking of putting them on autopilot, I wanted to get my mom on the phone. She was voted the best radio mom in town for Mother's Day last week or whatever that was. We went and saw Doctor Strange 2 for Mother's Day. I wanted to get her review now that we could talk about it. And she butt-slammed me. She said, no, thank you. And then she said, you know what? Maybe at 9:40 I can call in and do that. But you know what, Mom? Now I'm butt-slamming you. You don't get to do it, okay? You do your review when I say it at my time, not on yours. Also, hope everything was okay at the doctor's. Hope everything's good. Anyway, that's it for today. We've done enough stalling. We can hit the commercials and get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.